You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to a Milwaukee native who created a podcast focusing on the lives and stories of drummers.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Yesterday, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office charged a former Milwaukee police officer with reckless homicide after he had shot and killed a man after a traffic stop back in August. The shooting sparked days of unrest in the city.
Robert Menser is with us again for the details of this and other top stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, and he joins us every Friday. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, thank you.
Well, Rob, can you refresh our memories? What happened that led to this shooting back in August?
So this was a case where the former Milwaukee police officer, Dominique Keegan Brown, was patrolling with his partner. They saw activity they say is consistent with drug activity and started chasing a guy. Sylville Smith had a handgun. He was running away from the police. He was 23 years old. He slipped and fell and then got up trying to throw his gun away, throw it over a fence into someone's yard. And prosecutors say that is when Keegan Brown shot Smith twice, once in the shoulder as Smith was raising his arm to throw the gun, and then again in the chest after that, which killed Smith. And it's the second shot, according to prosecutors, that was illegal because Smith was unarmed at the time that the second shot was taken.
And there's body cam footage of what you're describing, right?
Right. This is the primary source for the criminal complaint is body cam footage from Keegan Brown. Now that has not been made public, but it is described in some detail in that complaint, and theoretically it should be a public document. I assume that at some point it will be seen by the public.
Now, these charges, this happened in August, and these charges are just happening now. Is the investigation has just taken this long to get to this point?
Yes, this is unusual for sure, and it seems to be related to a very tangled second case against Keegan Brown. I characterize him as a former Milwaukee police officer. That's because in October he was charged with three felonies and two misdemeanors in a sexual assault and prostitution case. He's charged with raping an intoxicated man the day after he shot Smith. In that case, it said that he was in a bar bragging that he can, the quote is, do whatever he wanted without repercussions as they were watching, unrest and rioting in the Sherman Park neighborhood. That case is a separate case that is not mentioned in this homicide case, but in the investigation, the state attorney general did say that sort of investigating those two, seeing if there was a connection between the shooting itself and this relating to this sexual assault case, that does not seem to be the case. They seem to be separate incidents, but certainly that complicates matters and complicated and lengthened the investigation.
So, Robert, what's next with this?
Well, if convicted, Keegan Brown will face up to 40 years on this charge. Of course, it's rare enough that a police officer is charged with homicide for a shooting, an on-duty shooting. That in itself is rare. It's also, as we've seen in cases around the country, it's quite rare for a police officer to be convicted. So, presumably this will go to trial. It is going to be, I think, the defense lawyers already signaled in their initial responses that a large part of their the defense against against the charges are going to be this contention that the first shot that Keegan Brown took was legal, the second shot was illegal, and they were only separated by less than 2 seconds. So they will make that case to the jury. We will see what the outcome of that trial is, and then of course this other on a separate track, this other sexual assault trial.
We're talking with Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin, getting caught up on the latest in-state news. And another top story wrap up this week, a judge serving as a Democratic member of the Wisconsin Ethics Commission resigned. What happened?
Yes, Robert Kinney is a former Oneida County judge. He's from Rhinelander, and he's now a reserve judge, which is basically a retired judge who sometimes can fill in. He was one of the members of the state's ethics commission, and he quit. He said that it's because he said in a statement that that the commission did not take action on a complaint that was brought in a private session, and so he doesn't want to serve on the commission anymore. He didn't say what the complaint actually was or who was involved, but the statement that he did release refers to allegations of quid pro quo corruption, and we do know this was Jason Stein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported this, that in October Democrats had filed an ethics complaint against the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee because they, the Republicans, had not submitted a report on fundraising for September. If you recall, there was this election thing that was coming up at that time, so it was the sort of information that you would want to have the public know about, or one might. So Kinney referred to a complaint that was not brought forward, as well as some other issues on the commission.
And Kinney was one of six on the panel. What happens now? There's this vacancy.
Yeah, so they will replace the vacancy. The chairman of the commission will issued a terse statement and said that that they'll replace Kinney. The issue really, what this really calls attention to is this, you know, this is a new board, right? The Ethics Commission itself hasn't existed for long. It is the result of Governor Scott Walker and legislative Republicans' decision to dissolve the state's Government Accountability Board. They split that into an Elections Commission and an Ethics Commission, two separate agencies, and mostly the view is that splitting it makes both of the two agencies less powerful than as a watchdog than the Government Accountability Board would have been. So this definitely is part of that fight, which is highly partisan. Democrats and Republicans tend to have a different view about this, and it certainly spotlights that disagreement.
And then finally, Rob, earlier this week, Representative Joel Clayfish announced that he's going to draft a bill requiring high schoolers who are doing extracurricular activities, things like sports, to be randomly drug tested. Why does he want to do that?
Yes, so this is a proposal of Republican Representative Joel Clayfish of Oconomowoc. He is certainly a lawmaker who likes to make headlines and make waves. So this is just all this is a proposal. He says he's going to introduce a bill. We don't have the bill, let alone do we have, you know, signals about whether this bill is likely to pass. But yeah, it's the sort of thing that I think everyone sort of has an opinion about. You have a feeling about it when you first hear about it. The purpose of it, the stated purpose, is it's an anti-drug bill, right? It's meant to try to counter the heroin epidemic, the fact that that there are kids using drugs in schools, and so, you know, the idea is that drug testing, if you're involved in any extracurricular activity, it could be a punishment that might deter students from using drugs. Whether it actually works in practice is a bit of another question.
And so what kind of reaction has this bill gotten? I mean, it hasn't really, it's really just not been introduced, but what do we know about what people think?
Yeah, so, you know, there are a small handful, three or four districts around the state that have a policy similar to this. And in general, what people say, what has been observed about these policies is that they're quite expensive, so they're a burden on districts, and they don't really catch that many people. They're random drug testing, they're suspicionless drug testing, and so you end up spending a lot of money for not maybe a lot of results, let alone, you know, the other response from critics of this policy is it doesn't address then any sort of programming, getting kids help if they need help, if there are, in fact, addiction issues, sort of what then after you kick them off the football team or whatever. So I think there's a lot of questions around the funding and around the sort of philosophy, but it's certainly an interesting proposal, and maybe we'll be hearing more about it next year.
Rob, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
That was Robert Menzer, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He's with us every Friday to talk about the week's top news.